I have my own thing about the U.S. postal system, so I'll talk about
that. Oh, you blew up with somebody before, too.
Yes. Please, can I?
Go for it. This is it now. This will be the opener.
Hello, show. Okay, so, Base, there's this couple, right? They had an issue with porch pirates. Are you familiar with the concept? People coming on people's porches and taking shit?
Oh, that's what they're called? Yeah, porch pirates.
Yeah. So this couple kept having their stuff being stolen, right? So what they did was they left out, like, packages, but it was actually dirty diapers. So the thieves stole the dirty diapers. You know what the thieves did? They came back and put manure all over these people's houses, cars, doorknobs, all that shit. Who do you feel is wrong?
The porch thieves. The porch pirates. Whatever.
Shout out to the porch pirates out there, man.
I was screaming. I was like, where the fuck are you finding the cow manure? They thought they got a whole bunch of Amazon packages with shitty diapers.
All right, man. Let's get this. Go ahead, bro. Yeah. You got it. Oh, you would shoot him. You ain't gonna use your taser? No, you got like a. What happened to your blade?
It broke.
Cash. What the fuck? Who you broke that off? Who had you broke that off of, bro?
Still got ninja stars.
No, the taser broke.
No, the taser broke.
Yeah, beat somebody with a taser, dude?
It was, no.
It was like a flash. Was it a baton flashlight taser?
Yes.
You know what I want?
Brass knuckles.
No.
They're illegal.
They are illegal. I would love to have brass knuckles. That's not what I'm talking about.
Utility gun.
No. I got a running pack now, actually. So I already got that.
Oh, wait, that you can put your thing in?
It's like a fanny pack, but it's like a really thin one that fits against your waist for like people who wear sweats and joggers a lot, like I do these days. And shit falls out my pocket all the time and it makes me upset. I'm an old man. But no, not that either. What I want, bros, is a glaive. I want a glaive.
G-L-A-V-E?
G-L-A-I-V-E. A glaive. No. I don't want glaive.
is it British?
Fucking monster. I don't want glaive.
Is it a knife?
It's like a knife? Cap with a knife at the end of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that. There's a person on For Honor that fights with that thing.
I figured you figure it out.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I want. Just to put it on the wall. I don't want to fucking practice with it. I just want to have one or whatever. And like put it
right. I don't think you could beat somebody if they have a glaive because you can't get close to them. They just stab you to death.
Exactly.
It's a lot of like poking moves. Yeah. And you just like bleed out. Yeah.
That's a very kamikaze style weapon.
A glaive?
Yeah.
That's not common. Like you said, it keeps distance. It's the anti-kamikaze. Because you come in, that's it.
If you have somebody like Baki with closing speed, you miss that first.
You can't close on that. You can't close. It's hard to close on a...
It's hard to close in on a glaive. Especially somebody with skill. Yeah. Like, I'm not using to combat you, but I'm a hoppy motherfucker, dog. I jump rope like it's nobody's fucking business. I can be on the other side of the room in 2 leaps if I need to be. But I just want to put it on my wall. I think it's dope.
Yeah, two people have that on For Honor, actually. So. Yeah. You want the one with the thicker blade or the one with the skinnier blade?
See? I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just an idea at this point. I've casually looked at it, like, on Google one time, but I don't know. I've never done anything like that, right? Like, take a weapon and mount it on your wall. Like, people do that all the time. Like, they'll mount, like, their sword, a sword or something like that, a cool sword. Like, a lot of people take, like, the Game of Thrones weapons and stuff and like that and put it on their shit or whatever.
I got my sword thrown away.
Aw. Damn.
Still got mine.
Damn. Yeah, we know you got yours, Mr. We know that if anything... If any motherfucking thing, even if the polar ice caps melt, Base is keeping his shit. That is my guy, son. Motherfucker, day by day is becoming my spirit animal.
It's not a touch.
Oh, no, yeah, because I had the I have a plastic sort of Omens because it's one of my I buy things that make me happy as a child. Yes. So the wait, is it
Thundercat? Keep it close, huh?
No, all right. I have a Nerf gun somewhere here.
I used to have something like that. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, it is the high end low lives. Motherfucking Cat. Love the motherfucking bass. CMG. I'm your host, Feeve Boogie. And man, oh man, we got one for y'all today. If not for anyone in the world, for us, meaning the high end low lives and our loyal listeners, this is our 100th episode, yo. Welcome to the High Life Show. We made it. 100 episodes.
Applause.
I love it. Look, we didn't need any more drops in that shit. That's what we needed. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everyone who's been along for the ride with us, you know, in the High Life Show, man. We've came a long way. You heard us kind of recap things a little bit and do tangential speaking like we always do on the prior 199th episode. But here we are on the 100th episode. It feels good to still be here with you guys. And, you know, if I'm speaking for myself and I'll allow the group, not allow, but of course, you know, I'm going to go around the group to, you know, talk about how they feel about it. But I'm just grateful in general to be able to, you know, get out here and do one of the things I love most personally, which is podcasts. I love podcasts. I love listening to them. I love long-form conversation because it gets into the details. It gets into the why. A lot of times people talk about things but don't expound upon them, and I'm the type of person who thrives on that sort of stuff. And I just love podcasting, so I'm just so grateful and happy to be on here doing some shit that I actually love to do. And it's a great feeling. And why, and to tack on to that, it's with, like, my fucking best friends in the motherfucking world, you know, the high and low lives. So I'm grateful to be on this motherfucker, and I'm glad we still we rolling strong and all that. I want to take a moment to shout out Shady Pines Radio, man. Shout out to Shady Pines Radio. Shout out to Shady Pines Radio. Everybody who subscribed to Shady Pines Radio, everybody ever bought any merch, all our benefactors and whatever have you, we appreciate y'all, man, for giving us a platform to get to the masses, to speak to people, to, you know, give some thought-provoking shit to somebody somewhere. You know, that's when I do this stuff, at least me personally, it's for the purpose of giving you an alternative way of thinking about something. You know what I mean? So I appreciate it. I'm grateful to be on air or whatever, and I'll do 500 more of these motherfuckers if it was up to me. But I'm going to just go ahead and go around the group and everything. CMG, man, I want to start with you, brother. How the fuck are you doing on our 100th episode, bro?
Feeling fantastic right now, you know. My number God. 100. Yeah. Cheers to everybody here. You know what I mean? I didn't know how far we was going, but I'm glad we made it to 100. Ready to do some more episodes. Just to kind of recap on what you were just saying, you know, you were kind of like the front runner for us to do this podcast and kind of putting the bug in our ear. And, you know, with the mix of events that happened 2 years ago, you know, some bad, but, you know, there's something that's good. Some good came out of it. And I think this podcast is one of those things. So shout out to you. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to us. 100. Hey, let's see where we go.
Word, CMG. I couldn't have said it better. And I'm just an annoying motherfucker, that's all. I just want to talk about what I want. I got a little bit of Kyrie in me. I want to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is podcasting. I want to do with the people I fuck with the most. So thank that's y'all right, for indulging me. So don't, I appreciate it, but thank you. Cash, what the fuck is up, bro?
Episode 100. CMG Feeve. Long journey. Didn't think this was going to be happening. Pretty sure I quit like 4 or 5 times and still kept coming back. The dedication is real. So, just want to say it like I said, episode 99. Thank you, CMG, LAB, being a great editing team, DJ team, keeping the tunes, playing Pop Smoke. Thank you, Fee, for being the illustrious host with the curvatures and the tangentials. things we may throw your way, how you handle that so effortlessly. Shout out to Big Booza, long may he reign wherever he is now. And, you know, most, and then last but not least, shout out to myself, you know, showing up. I did it. I'm happy for myself, happy for all of us.
What you used to say, not to interrupt, thank God for who?
Thank God for me.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
And cheers to the bros. 100 down. Future's ours.
Word, Cash. Word. And I got to echo that, man. Shout out to big motherfucking Boozer. Man, we ain't saying we miss you because you here, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if you're on here or not. You heard?
Shout out to Shadow in the staircase.
Yep. He's our equalizer. That's what I like. If he ever comes back, Big Boozer, if you ever fucking come back, that's your name, the equalizer.
Like the movie.
Face? What up?
Yeah, 100 episodes down, 100 more to go, maybe 100 after that. It's been a long journey. Crazy start. Think about it. It doesn't even feel like 100 episodes, though, to be honest. Yeah, I think it's dope. Dope right there. I don't think I ever thought I would do a podcast. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to see what happens in the future.
I'm terrified to ask you this question. Do you like podcasting?
I wouldn't do it with anybody else. So, I think it's like...
Oh, my God!
That's a positive statement.
That was the sweetest thing you ever said, isn't it? I didn't know you were capable of that emotion, Bass. Holy shit. God damn, man. That's like gold. Oh, thank you.
And it was recorded too, so.
Oh, man. Don't worry. We can edit point that out if you like, bro. Just keep it safe. Just keep it safe. But nah, man.
I enjoy it.
No doubt, bro. No doubt, man. And shout out to y'all. Shout out to CMG and motherfucking Love and motherfucking Bass, because they got Turntable Talk every Tuesdays on Shady Pines Radio, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
We do that.
Yeah, man. So shout out to y'all, man. And shout out to all the derivatives that we have, like, done off of this show, you know, because it didn't just start with us going on a round table, doing the things that we do structurally at this point, doing what y'all do from a technical standpoint, Cash doing what he do. And Big Boozer doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? We had to fucking build up to this point, and we got, you know, more building to do. So, you know, I mean, I remember we just started just like going around. I think like the first episode we did, I think I was sitting out on my fucking on my damn patio at the time in my apartment in Georgia, man. Like, I don't want to say that event, but it's like a where were you when the first episode first when we first recorded and all of that stuff. But yeah, man, it's been a long time coming, and I love it, man. And I love to see the most out of anything is progression. You know what I'm saying? Like just change, positive change, progressive change. You know what I'm saying? And I think we've done that. You know, and thanks to you guys. So I, you know, just looking forward to more of that, and keep it rolling. What's up, CMG?
You know what I'm most like proud of is that. Everybody kind of found their voice, like, on the show. And we all do, you know, we all do things a little bit differently. I know when I first started, like, just being kind of like, I don't know what the fuck to say. You know what I mean? That's the sort of thing. How my groove and, you know, where I fit in and that kind of where it goes as far as commentary. And I feel like we all kind of do this synergy thing because we feed off each other. So I'm very proud of that. We all kind of do our own thing, but collectively, you know, it works. So that's shout right. out to all of us. Yeah.
Word. Couldn't put it better, CMG. Voltron.
That's right.
Also, I like to give a shout out to my spouse that allows me to do this without minimal interruption. So, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to the kids that are going to sleep. Shout out to them. You know, shout out to the people. Is one of the support system as well that
that's right
me to do this with, you know,
that's because right
this is something that I like to do, so I just want to give a shout out to them as well.
Yep,
I'll treat them.
I'll treat you.
No, like
I'm glad. I don't think we ever had a moment like that where somebody just blacked out and fucking left. I don't think we've had it. We haven't had enough. Well, I mean, we've had it. We did recap all of our guests and all that stuff. And I don't. I'm not trying to will that to existence. Like,
oh shit! Remember we interviewed that band?
Oh yeah, the band from like, what were they from, like Scotland or something like that?
What the fuck was that about?
The Marks.
Yeah.
Marks. Yeah. Like, oh, Karl yeah. Marx. Yeah. Shut up. I forgot about them.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to the Marks.
Cash, man. I fucking love you.
You know what I remember? I think Bass found him. And then when they came up on an interview, he just got immediately like disinterested. And then
I think you're disinterested. Yeah, they asked all the questions. I was like, okay.
I love that about Bass, though. That motherfucker, hey, all right, this is nothing useful come out of this shit. Fuck it. I love that, bro. It's like, immediately, fuck that shit, bro. I'm not doing that. Get the fuck out of here. Like in the last episode, that shit. I mean, I got fake deep with you, but that shit was funny. Like what you say is like, flat earth, Kyrie, come on. You listening to what this motherfucker got to say?
And that's why I text this piece. Immediately dismissal. Nope, not me. Not doing it, not entertaining. You want to listen? Nope. No, I'm not.
Nah, motherfuckers like that. Bass gonna live till he's like 80, 1800, yo. Like for real.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh man. Where do we go from here, man? I'm trying to think of topics to talk about on our 100th episode. What is going on in the world that matters to me most right now, outside of what the fuck I got going on? I don't know how to answer that question.
With Tyson Fury.
Oh, with Tyson Fury?
Yes.
No, they didn't fight.
They were going to fight, but they decided to
fight. Oh, he lost his fight, meaning that he lost the opportunity to fight him.
Yes.
Sorry, I apologize. I didn't hear about that, but thank you. That's news to me, bro.
Breaking news.
Thank you. I'm trying to think what the next big heavyweight fight is. I think Deontay Wilder's fighting in November or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm pretty sure he's going to knock the fuck out of whoever that guy is. To this day. But I would love to see, if we're talking about boxing, and I'm not going to stay on it too long, but I would love to see Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua. I think that would be a compelling fight.
During Black History Month.
All the females would be like, man, why y'all? They'd be going crazy over that shit, dog. But yeah, that would be a good one. Like the King of Wakanda title or some shit like that. I don't fucking know.
Black Panther. I mean, November 11th.
Go ahead, Bae. I mean, go ahead.
No, sorry. He threw me off for a second. I didn't know Black Panther was coming out. No, but as far as Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder, yo, loser got to retire, man. Real shit.
Who's that?
Loser of that fight got to retire, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because I agree with you. Because Deontay, I mean, there's a ceiling for him at this point. And I hate to say that for a black man, but it's true. And it's fucked up. And it's the guy is not even racist or nothing like that. Tyson Fury is a beautiful human being as far as I'm concerned. But there's a ceiling there for him. As long as Tyson Fury is at the top of the heavyweight division, I don't think Deontay Wilder becomes the king again. You just can't. There's nobody that can beat the Gypsy King. And I think the most intriguing fight for the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, at this point is Alexander Usyk. That's the gentleman who beat Anthony Joshua. But going back to what you're saying, CMG, I totally agree. Like, I think one or the other need to think about something else, because if you keep losing like that, especially in Anthony Joshua's case, when he had a very bad ego death during his last fight. He acted like an asshole inside of the ring, and then when he got to the press conference, he was crying like a... I ain't going to make fun of the man's crying because he's letting go of pain. But I do agree with you on those, for those reasons. And for Deontay Wilder, CMG, it's like, I feel that He's a fighter that if he stays in it too long, his skill set isn't good enough to defend himself. And what I'm alluding to is that he may get punch drunk if he stays in it too long. Because the fights against Tyson Fury were brutal. Were brutal, like, from a punishment standpoint, and you saw the knockdowns and all that stuff. And especially in the third fight, he's a warrior. But you could see in his face how fucking drunk he was. Like, the mother... Not, and not our actual drunk, but, like, that's a boxing term when it's like, yo, he is on, like, he is on shaky foundations. You know, he could go down at any point. And I never liked seeing anybody like that, especially somebody like Deontay Wilder, who stands for a lot for what some people may call the culture, what I would say, black people, my people, our people. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that sentiment, dog. Either one of them, like, if you lose, you do need to probably fucking retire. That's a great point, bro. But what else do we got going on in sports, man? Oh, we got to talk about this guy, the Boston Celtics coach. What's his name? Somebody, please. Ime Udoka. Cash, take it away, bro. All
right. So he's the dumbest man in the world. So basically what this man did, rumor is the woman that helped assisted him and his fiance / baby mother / play wife, Nia Long, the lovely Lisa from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he had inappropriate relations with her, resulting in a possible sexual harassment suit lost, and he resulted in a ban from his position as the Boston Celtics NBA coach for 1 year. My personal opinion is he got that girl pregnant, he ruined the marriage, Nia Long don't want nothing to do with him, and they're going to find a way to buy my contract, because I don't know who gets suspended for extramarital affairs at work. I think that's just my theory. The fact that this is all blown up proportion, there's a child involved. That's my theory. That's just me.
What's that provoking me to think about? I mean, I got to harp on Nia Long, first off. I mean, come on, man. One of the most, man, like, just, like, why?
I didn't even realize it was Lisa.
What's that, baby?
Goodness, I didn't even realize that was Lisa.
Lisa from Fresh Prince, yeah. What is
shit? Not like, Nia, she's like, she's top five, yeah, come on.
Yeah, she's definitely bugging. Top five. I agree, she's top five all time. And there we go, that's my next segment. Well, that's my next segue. But I would say this about Nia. She's like wine, bro. She ages like wine. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, she's fucking beautiful, bro. And I think this cash. I can't say what you, if we had a Patreon, I would have said what it was that what you just did. But you are that motherfucker. Don't ever change, man. Stay dangerous, Cash. But, oh, God. But, nah, man, Nia is fucking beautiful, dog. But what I wanted to say about Nia in particular is the contrast, right? Like, would you stay? Would you stay with me in my worst? And you know, not that I'm saying y'all know where I'm going, but where I'm going with this is Beyonce stayed. So do we really think Nia is going to stay? CMG.
Gabrielle Union.
I mean, but Beyonce better. I mean, I like that. That's my own bias on it. I'm sorry, CMG. Go ahead.
I mean, Bass is right. Gabrielle Union did stay. He had a whole child with somebody else. So, as far as the situation, I don't know. I was going to kind of chime in on a different tip. Because I wanted to say that, all right, Ime's the one that got in trouble for the situation, but they also came out and said it was consensual. So, I don't see the band situation doesn't make sense to me for him. And then the person that he was having a relationship with, you don't know who that person is, because people were speculating and all this other nonsense, but they don't get banned for a year. They don't get any kind of issues going on with them. So I feel like, you know, if you're going to do something, do it across the board or don't do it at all, or fire him. Don't ban him for a year. Because who knows what's really going to end up happening after this year ban is up. So that's all I wanted to say.
CMG, you always on the side of right, bro. And you're absolutely right. You know, that's justice. Justice says, hey, it wasn't like a harassment thing. It was not like, you know, I forced myself on anybody. It was consensual. And you know, I don't think that's against the law. I mean, did this stuff happen while they were on the clock? If it happened on the clock, then maybe you have grounds for punitive things or whatever. And even that may, I'm not going to say that. But I think if it happened while they were working, maybe you have a case. But I think to what, I'm not saying you're alluding to this, but this is what it made me think about is, well, are they, is it just a performative thing? Because, oh, this is scandalous, so we're going to ban him just to show that we're doing something about it, that we're handling it. Which means you're not doing shit because you're not doing it to other people, which alludes to, is it discrimination? Is it because this is a black man or whatever, you're doing that, or whatever the case may be. So that's what I'd like to add on that. Cash, I got you. I just wanted to say this at last. I don't believe that Gabrielle Union belongs in this because I don't think Gabrielle Union that fine. I think there's a Gabrielle Union in a tier, and then I think you got women like Beyonce and fucking Nia Long that are in the stratosphere, bro. That's just me. Cash,
factual. Factual statements.
CMG, as the Webster living definition of the word diplomacy. The fact that this man was in a consensual extramarital relationship and suspended from his job for 1 year. You said something. Do you think he is in trouble because it was a white woman? Or because he got the white woman pregnant? Is my question.
Is that question posed to me?
We know who she is.
We think we know who she is. She's the wife of the VP of finance. Not snitching, not theory out there. And dear God, she has to be a gobbler because that is a step down. And I say that with respectfully.
I think to that I say you fuck who's close to you. That's what I say. But CMG, take it away, bro. I think he was gonna say something.
I was asking if you were posing that question to me, but
yes.
But if
yes,
you are,
directly to you,
are posing, yes. Okay, yes. So if you're posing that question to me, as far as you know, race, I didn't think race really played into it. I would say more gender.
In the city of Boston.
Boston, okay, I could see. Well, I could see race being a thing there,
Open your gland.
The whole situation, it's I don't know, it stinks, man. Because it's nothing is across the board. Like, if you wanted to handle this a certain way, handle it a certain way. Don't release the information
it's
to
equitable. Public. The punishment meted out is not equitable. It's focused singular on this man.
Yes.
And to that point, like, okay, if it was consensual, why isn't the woman, I guess, is the woman not an employee? Because first they were saying it's a staff employee. Now they're saying it's the wife of the guy. But I'm like, but if they were both employees, they both should be held. Now, granted, he's in a higher position in the company, so to speak. So he should know better. But at the same time, wrong is wrong. Right? So
I agree.
I just feel like, you know, they just drag this man through the mud. He'll probably never coach again. Ever.
No, he will.
You know, the whole, he just picked the wrong time to do this to, and the fact that Nia Long is one of the most unbothered, beautiful women that ever woke up on God's green earth. He's just, you know, terrible. He gotta go find himself or something. I don't know. But he done.
I mean, she ain't say a word, right? She ain't say a word since the whole thing. Oh, Pete, right. That's all she said. She didn't get involved in any of this mess. And she shouldn't have to. You know, everybody, you know how Twitter is. You know, you don't want to get into that. Say again?
Did you reach out?
No.
I didn't reach out. Did you say what's up? Hey. Think about it.
I have it now, but in the very near future, I think I will.
Hey, you never know.
You really never know.
She respond, what's up? Now your life has changed.
Bro, I'll tell you this. On the confidence level that I have these days, if I was at a hotel bar and Nia Long happened to be there or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like getting ready for a role or whatever, I would definitely take my shot. And I think I hit it too. Not hit it literally, but I'm saying like
hit it off. You hit it off.
Hit it off with her and yeah. You heard? Yeah. That's hey. I need my Oprah baby.
Yeah, grab her behind
him.
The neck.
Fuck him. He. Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, man, like I would definitely go for it. And I feel like I know I would get it. That's how I'm coming with it. Yeah. I know I would. I'm doing my pull-ups every day. I do 20 of them. I'm looking good out this motherfucker. I'm dead ass serious. I look
still
good out.
Vitamins?
Vitamin talk. Hey, man, yeah, that's right. That's right. For the 100th episode. Thank you, CMG, for always keeping me on track. But I'm taking my vitamins and all that, dog. I take iron pills these days. I take ashwagandha. Vitamin D. I don't take it every day though. I take iron pills every day. I take iron pills every day because you need, and it has like other like I think like it has like B12 or some other shit in there.
Remember Crumb Juice? That had ashwagandha.
Crumb Juice had ashwagandha in there.
It did. No?
Hell yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you what I do these days since we on vitamin talk. Like, there's certain supplements that I take every day. Right now, I think what I need is iron because, you know, I sometimes like I get too cold and I think I might may or may not have like an anemia or some shit like that. I don't know. Right. So it's like, I mean, I just got my blood work done and all that stuff, my yearly checkup, and everything's A-okay. But I don't know. Sometimes I just feel unnecessarily cold. So when you're cold, you want to take iron pills, right? CMG, fact check me on this if I'm wrong or whatever the case may be. But I think like that helps support like healthy blood. No? CMG, please correct me.
When it comes to iron, you want to be careful with that stuff, man.
Don't take too much.
Yeah. If you're within range, stay within range, because too much of that can mess with a lot of different things.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, don't mess with that if you don't have to. Especially if you, like you said, if you got blood values drawn recently and your iron's in range, don't take iron.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know. I'm just going off of filling in. So, but is it okay if it was legitimately out of range? Iron would be the right thing to take, correct?
Yes. Oh yeah, that would be the right. Yeah, that'd be the right course of action. But gotcha. If you're in range, don't do it because it's gonna put you out of range the other way, and then you might start feeling bad another way. If you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Diarrhea.
I don't want to feel bad another way. Diarrhea.
But not constipation.
Right.
That's a good point. So to what CMG is saying, I'll just switch my rotation. I'll keep it the same, but what I normally take just to add on to what it was I was taking is I take ashwagandha, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, and sea moss. And I've been laying off of that in lieu of that I've been doing iron, but I'll switch it around and probably I try and like space it out. I like, because that's a lot of vitamins to be taken in one day. So I'll probably take it like 3 or 4 times out of the week, and then I get my nutrients and stuff like that from actual foods. Apples, you know, watermelons, actual good healthy foods that have like and I know salad is no good, but I know that kale is a superfood. I eat a lot of kale and shit like that too. So that's your vitamin talk for the 100th episode. But going back
that's
to the
right.
topic.
Sounds good.
Word. But going back to the topic at hand, man, did anybody else have anything to say about at least the Nia Long and Ime situation? Because I wanna have like I gotta segue into that. Nah? Alright. Oh, go ahead. Okay, got it. what do you guys, let's go around, and I can't think of nothing right now, so hopefully somebody got something. But who do you got, what's your top five all time? You know what I mean? Like top five in the context of, we said Nia Long, Beyonce, shit like that. We have top five.
Pencil out. I'm writing down now.
You writing them down? You working on it? Okay.
Yeah.
Why you? Go ahead. CMG? Oh, no. I think he's leaving. Cash? All
right. I could spitball. Give everyone time. I can spitball.
I could start going too, but go ahead.
Nia Long. Beyonce. For diversity, I like Rosalind Sanchez. Kate Beckinsale. The mother from Raising Dion. I don't know your name, baby girl, but you.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good line up there, bro. I can't get mad.
Honorable mention, Lupita. Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I think I have mine. I'll go with Nia Long. I'll go with Nia Long, Sanaa Lathan, Zoe Saldana, For diversification's sake, I'll go Scarlett Johansson. And Salma Hayek is also a bad one. And then probably honorable mention for me, because it's my hero, and I can't ever say that I would ever have any eyes for, like, the daughter of my hero, but Layla Ali. She's a beautiful woman, dog, inside and out. And back in the day, I was like, damn, she mad. Like, I'm afraid she's going to knock me the fuck out. But she is just, like, beyond her just being pretty, she's just, like, you could tell that she's a fucking beautiful person. And she cooks all the time and all that stuff, has seasonings and all of that shit. She's awesome. And, her son looks like Muhammad Ali himself. Like, her, like, one of, like, I think her young son looks just like Muhammad Ali. So, that's my honorable mention. But, yeah. Anybody else? Nope.
I got
like 85. He's trying to down his shit. That motherfucker, he ain't scratching his head on that shit.
In no particular order, I'm going to go with Tracy Ellis Ross. Well, yeah. Kim K. I know you hate that, Cash. Nia Long, Keira Knightley. Nia Long, Keira Knightley, Megan Good.
Megan Good. That's a good one. That's
good. Yeah.
Last but certainly not least, CMG, you got yours?
Yeah, I think I do. I feel like I left a lot of people out. But you know what I mean? Do what we do. All right, so Shakira is on my list.
Be the real. They tried to put her in jail.
They tried to. The tax evade. Listen, you got to pay your taxes when you're in Spain. You got to stop playing them games, man. Got to stop playing them games. But Shakira is definitely on this list. Lupita, like my man said, Lupita definitely has to be on this list. Beyonce, you know what I mean? Beyonce. What else can you say? This might surprise you guys. Serena Williams. I really like Serena Williams, man. I'm just gonna say that, you know, you can do what you want with that. But Serena Williams, man, she's
stunning. She's beautiful as hell. She's like a bro. I mean, come on.
Listen, yes. Beautiful, her smart, and intelligent.
Her and Layla, the
yeah.
most active threesome you ever had in your life.
Yeah. But no, man, I love the grace from her. My bad, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, my honorable mention would be, what's that model chick way back in the day? Remember Takara?
Oh, yeah, that'd be six.
Oh,
yeah.
Takara. I love Takara too, dog. On some real shit.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Takara. I remember Takara, dog.
Yeah.
I want to swap out Raisin Dion's mom for Melissa Ford.
Thank you.
Ooh. Melissa Ford.
She drives what? A Honda Accord. That's what game
is. She mid to me, dog. Her personality is like mid to me.
Oh yeah, I don't like her talking.
Yeah. I mean, she seems like, she comes across as very intelligent or whatever, but I don't know. Like, something about her just don't rub me the right way. But she's beautiful, don't get me wrong. I will never take anything away from her at all.
Shout out to Canada, baby. Shout out to Canada.
Yeah. Canada got some bad ones. But CMG, dog, I do remember Takara, bro. I used to have a crush on Takara.
Back there. That's front day.
It's very much front there. Good lord. Let me stop being me, man. But anyway. Oh, go ahead. My bad. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying trademark pending. It's back there and it's front there. Trademark
pending. Man. Okay. I think we may have touched on it a little bit, but I think this is a good point for us to talk about where we want to go in the future. I know we kind of talked about, progression and looking forward to it, but I want to high level go on specifics. I'll start us off with like maybe one thing I can think of. And this may scare everybody, but I think we should start going on YouTube and stuff like that. We have to start like giving people visuals and shit like that. That's my opinion. That's where I would like to go with it next. I think most people are visual people. And I think in the future, just from a progression and outreach standpoint, like actual visuals just to see us talking and all that shit. And in particular, maybe we can make it like to start out light. The next time we all congregate in person, we just do that. Because I think that'll be more impactful. Just seeing us online talking shit is not impactful. Like the podcast that I love to watch if it's on video, it's with them in the room talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a really dope one to do next. So, like, when it comes to Talks of the Future, next time we get around, I'll be a pain in the ass and tell everybody bring their recording gear, shit like that. Let's talk or whatever. And figure out however we're going to do that, you know? But I think by the time the next time we're going to talk, I'll have that covered or whatever, man. Yeah, man, what do you guys think? Like, what's something that you would like for us to do in the future, if you can give something, like, specific, if at all? I'm trying to think along the lines of, like, I think more guests as well. Does anyone agree with that? Like, more guests?
Yeah, definitely more guests. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yes, yeah. And I don't have no – and that's the thing. Like, I'm an idea guy. Planning it out would be, I mean, obviously fucking outreach and shit like that, right? Maybe what we need is a fucking assistant or a producer. We need a producer, damn it. somebody that'll book interviews for us and shit like that. I don't know.
I mean, we got a whole radio station full of people, man. If you really want to reach out, I'm sure we
true
can.
That, true that, true that.
Whoever.
Collaboration.
That's a good
That's
point.
That's right. It's collabs.
Maybe I should. Nah, I'm not going to say that. Shout out to Yvonne Radio. But that's a great point, there, CJ. I'm sorry, Cash.
No, I was saying from a consistency standpoint, you could try and probably and, keep posting from an online perspective, like the episodes on the platforms. So I think that would help to sort of, you know, if someone was listening to us, they may have stopped because there wasn't any new content. But then people listen to old podcasts and stuff all the time. But I would think that would be something to take for the next 100 episodes, just be more mindful of that and taking more of a ownership role in mind, as opposed to assuming it happens, just trying to learn how it happens and make sure that this content doesn't just go on, you know, SPR and then that's it. That should live on throughout the interwebs. We get paid for streaming and such.
That's real talk, man. And I can hold. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna take responsibility for it, but I know at one point I was responsible for. I guess I am still responsible for the Instagram or whatever. So that's something I can do better at. What's up?
The visuals that you mentioned, can it be animated? Can I be animated? Like,
yeah. I mean. I'd have to think about that. Like, we'd have to get an animator or somebody that has some sort of software or application where we can be animated just in talk, like how we're doing now, and make us, I guess, like, you know, make us look more cartoony or whatever the case, to distort our faces or whatever the case may be. I would like that. Or we can do, like, edits of, I don't know, like, if you could do some sort of, this is a wrong terminology more than likely, but like CGI over the face or whatever the case may be, like to show a mask or something like that. However we can, you know, make us anonymous. I like that idea, Cash.
Like the gorillas.
Like the who?
Like the gorillas.
Gorillas? They're
that cartoon band. I think they're real people, but anytime you see them on a concert, it's like a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact, bro. Any other ideas for Talks of the Future, guys?
I mean, I agree with Cash as far as, like, online presence. That's definitely helpful as far as promoting. So, you know, as far as getting our episodes out there. And like you said, shout out to SBR, Shady Pines, you know, they hold us down. But, you know, the other platforms that we have available to us, we have to use those a little bit better. And, you know, going forward, you know, everybody take ownership of whatever they take ownership of. It's more about, you know, moving forward and putting the episodes and the information out there so that the listeners, new listeners, old listeners, whoever wants to check out our material, it's there for them to check out.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I agree wholeheartedly. Just putting it out there. Point taken, guys. I'll say one of the favorite things I like doing with the show is even before the show starts. And oftentimes you guys will hear me say, yo, you hear this shit that we talking about right now? Sometimes we just got to hit the record button. And sometimes I do. And that shit be hitting sometimes. Because I like, one thing I myself have learned about myself doing this thing is, and it may not seem like I do it, but it's like, all right, I got to kind of filter what I'm going to say on here before I get on here, because I don't want to say no shit that, you know, that need to be edit pointed, and I'm using that in awful tenses and stuff. But I think about that, but man, do I love them planning sessions. So like you know, like when we're talking before it or getting on, like I think at one point we would schedule like a day, like in the evening or whatever, to fucking just plan. And like that shit used to be fun as hell. We'd be drinking, and this was during pandemic season or whatever season. But you know, just fucking doing that was fun. Do you guys have a favorite one? I mean, I have a favorite one now, from the most recent ones before we went online. I'm not going to share it or whatever, obviously, but that shit was probably like one of my favorite moments or whatever. But
I was on a lot of narcotics, so I think all of them.
Drugs. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, the pandemic make you do things you got to do to get through, right? Hey, nothing man. Wrong with that, bro. Hey, man. Yeah.
We had a lot of good planning sessions as far as, you know, talking about information. And I feel like this show was a great outlet for us to kind of stay in touch and kind of air things out as well, too. Kind of, you know, tell each other how we're feeling and kind of identify with things and, you know, make each other laugh, that sort of situation. So, yeah, the planning sessions were awesome. I think the one I remember, I guess more recently, maybe, I don't even know if it was like a planning session, but we were watching like the NBA draft or whatever, and we were trying to predict what number LaMelo Ball was going to go.
I won that though, remember?
Yeah, you won that. Yeah, you won that. That one was pretty good. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember when CMG tried to battle me in sneakers, and that was funny.
Oh, no, no. It didn't even happen. You better hush your mouth, man. It still has to happen.
We had a croc battle.
Yeah, I lost that one because you guys were jiggling horns. I didn't take my losses like a man. You know what I'm saying? I got called like I said. That's a Gibbets.
It's a dumbass name. I said it then, and y'all was giving me shit about it. See, it's a dumb fucking name. What the fuck is a gibbet? Like whatever that shit was. Remember when we was talking about that too? The little thing that you put that you filter the drinks for and shit. What is that called?
Jigger.
A jigger. Yeah. What the fuck is a jigger? Come on, man. That's a dumb name. Pick a different name for that shit.
It helps to keep the proportions
even. I knew when it does cash. It's stupid.
It's kind of like the scoop. It's like the scoop for that big tub, the workout tub. You know what I mean? You can't just be free balling the powder. You don't get sick.
Says who? No, I'm joking.
Chicken me in your lungs forever. You gotta be a proper force.
Some people snort pre-workout. You know that? Some people do that.
Oh, speaking of pre-workout, like I was gonna tell you. So I read this on Twitter, and do not try this because I think it's partially true. Somebody said I stopped taking pre-workout a long time ago. Because my roommate, and he said his roommate would watch porn, like visually, for 30 minutes. It would rev up his testosterone so much, he would go and just crush his workout. And he says it's been the best thing ever. And I almost spit out my fucking juice. Because I'm like, what a psychopath is. Like, I just envision you are in a locker room trying to get dressed for the gym, and you see this guy watching people fucking get fucked up and ream God knows six ways from Sunday. And you just want to go into
the gym. That's very disturbing.
And this guy, he's got people screaming a lot of shit on his fucking phone, naked.
On some real shit, I'll probably beat you the fuck up for some shit like that, dog. I'm in a fucking locker room getting fucking naked and shit. Not naked, I never exposed myself. you may see my boxes on me and my skibbies, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you in there fucking watching porn while I'm getting dressed? Come on, dog, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'll throw my fucking water bottle at you, son.
Porn, fully clothed. Stared at intently, your testosterone's gonna rage up, and then you're gonna go into the room. Just cause, like,
that's called being a rapist, though, dude. That's fucking rapist.
I was like, medically speaking, it doesn't sound wrong. It sounds plausible.
It makes sense, but that's fucking disgusting, though.
That's like when guys have women sit on them when they do like bench press or pull ups. That's what that sounds like.
Like, come on, bro. You know, you making it obvious what you're here for. You're not here to strengthen your body and be healthy. You're just here to get some pussy. Or whatever it is that you like.
Do people still not wipe down the machines? Yeah. I haven't been to a gym since 2021.
Yeah. COVID, especially since
COVID. Thing.
Yeah. After that shit, like, loaded down some motherfuckers. Man, fuck that. I ain't watching that. Why am I wiping that shit down? That's definitely something that happens. But no, man. I want to go back to the planning sessions really quick and just say, yeah, man, like, those, like, I think what CMG was saying, like, it brought us together. You know what I'm saying? Like it brings us together. And, like, what this shit did for us, because y'all know how we used to do before we started doing this shit. It'd be, like, we would all talk among each other, talking to chat and shit like that, but it's rare that we all talk on, like, you know, communicate, like, live speak, unless we're all together, right, on a trip or something like that. So I like what it did for that, and I love those planning sessions because I just get to talk to the brubs and all that. Because we all talked about, we all scattered all over the place now, man. So, you know, having those planning sessions just to say what's up before we get on here and be us for the people, you know, like
he won his fight.
Yes. Oh, that's a great topic. What a segue. Thank you, Cash. Tom Hardy. The fucking man. I think the age group is like 38 or 35 to 41. He won the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu title for that, man. Didn't tell nobody, and what he did was smart. He used his actual name, which I don't even know, but that's how people weren't able to find out. And when he was fighting against his opponents, he what was it?
Edward.
Edward Hardy. Oh, I would see why he didn't want to do that. Is that real? Because that's like Ed Hardy just the clothing line. I mean, it's deceased now. That shit is dead now. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just looked it up. Yep, Edward Hardy.
Wow, that's crazy. But shout out to him though, man. He wanted to do something and he didn't let his fame get in the way. I'll fuck with it. Classy human. What's up, Cash?
Oh, you know how I like to tell people's real names. I just thought this would be funny. So, CMG for LaMelo, since you guys were talking about the draft positions. So LaMelo's name is LaMelo LaFrance Ball.
Oh my god. Fucking LaFrance.
You know LaMelo. Everybody's middle name, man. You out of control with it.
LaMelo LaFrance Ball.
I mean, his hero is Batman. He's thinking of contingency plans to get rid of them all.
Also, Lathan bit Beyonce.
Get the fuck out of here. No, she didn't.
Oh, I remember that story.
She did bite.
That was the story.
In a movie or like in real life? Fuck you, bitch, I'm gonna bite you.
Bit her in person.
So why?
Smiley was high. I don't know.
She bit her?
Yeah, she bit
her. I think she was in my top five, right? Wasn't she in my top five? She number one now.
She was.
Somebody said it.
You heard? I did. I said it. She number one now.
I said it.
She number one now. No, I'm joking.
No, she wasn't in mine. She wasn't in mine.
She bite. What the fuck she bite Beyonce for? What Beyonce do to her?
She bit her in the face.
Like, baby, you so beautiful, I just want to bite you. What the fuck is wrong with her?
Everybody say she did it. She said she ain't doing it, but she did that shit.
Yeah. That's some wild shit to be. It's like, you know what that reminds me of? It's like, that's a wild accusation just for somebody to make up. So the shit got to kind of be true. Because why in anybody's world that Sanaa Lathan is biting Beyonce? Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, that shit don't make sense. So it gotta be,
gotta
true.
Be true.
I wanna see it. Right?
Like, if you told me that CMG went into a puppy mill and started throwing the puppies out the door, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of fucking crazy. I don't believe that. But if he told me, oh, I saw him outside in the park reading the Lilac by Homer, I'd be like, that makes sense. Literature.
He's a cultured man.
Yeah, he wanna read a book outside. He wants fresh air. I would understand.
Absolutely. And you know what I give CMG his credit for, since this is a 100th episode? CMG has always had the most interesting choice in drink products, whether it be kombucha or some shit that I never heard of. Both, I think a close second is Love and Base. But that motherfucker always has some shit to sip on that I never fucking seen before. And it made me fucking, you know, broaden my horizons a bit. But
I would have bought a cocoa.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So I wanted to shout you out for that, man, because, like, I be, like, going to supermarkets and shit now just looking for stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, variety. What do you say? Spice of life.
And then the drink.
And beverages and women. Yes.
Yep. And let's not forget, you changed your name as well, right, as a result of one of the snacks you found from Trader Joe's? and that you put us that's on right. during
That's because I'm the snack god, and I couldn't call myself the snack god because some people out here might feel offended. So, I had to
chill out.
What? Okay, Cash. So I had to go with the chili mango.
All right, man. but nah, shout out to you, Chili Mango. Base, I want to give some games here. Like, well, not game, because I'm putting you on the spot here. But, like, I know, like, in our personal chats and whatever, you talk a lot about, like, investing in things of that nature. And I know one of the biggest things that we talk about, or at least that I see you talk about, and I make little side $5 here, $5 there. Now I'm joking, but crypto talk, dog. Do you have any, like, prospects? Like, what's your perspective on, like, where the cryptocurrency market is going? How you see things moving? Will it get back to where it was before, or what?
I think it will get back to where it was before. I think what we saw was like the normal non-investor invest in it, and it sort of spike up. And I think the people who had originally invested in it, they're still there. So I think it'll get back to where it was, kind of like penny stocks. But I've been just watching it. I haven't really been doing a ton of investing in that per se, but I've been going more heavily into like my EV stocks. So, because that's the next thing.
EV stocks. What's that?
EV, electric vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you said something about something with like starts with an L or something like that. Or am I making that up?
Yeah. Lucid. There's a bunch of new stuff coming out. So if you feel like you believe in it and you think it's a cool idea, because it's coming. So. Might be a good idea to invest in it.
Yeah, man. Thanks, bro. We appreciate you and your finance talk, as always. And the treasure, honorable mention. CMG?
I was going to say, how you feel about investing in lithium?
The drug?
I mean, lithium ion batteries powered cars, right?
This man, yeah.
I'm saying they're going to need a lot of that.
About to sell kilos of fucking lithium. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
I think anything that supports the infrastructure that's going to be needed is going to do well. Like power stations, the batteries, the cars themselves, like all of that's going to, because it's going to have to come. And it's being pushed by the government, so it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
Yep, absolutely.
Just trying to figure out who's going to be around when it all actually comes to like... comes to being. Some people have startups and it might not last as long, or some of these companies might get bought up by other companies, so it's a gamble. But do your research,
look it up, right? Hashtag look it up,
or go with your gut. That works too sometimes.
It does. Solid advice. Big thanks.
And a bag of chips, and the guy offered to walk the bag of chips with me back to my spot on the so I thought that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a big bag of chips?
Regular size, but no. But I had two frozen margaritas, and there was chips and salsa. So I was gonna put the chips under my bag, and the salt. I was gonna put the chips under my
customer service.
Pit, and then, but then he was like, "Oh, you don't have to do that. I'll help you." And I was like, "Why?" He was like, "Why not?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, thanks."
You said why?
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, why are you
it's like being a human nice being, bro.
Kill him.
Yeah,
exactly. He's about to kill him for being nice. Motherfucker, I'll kill you. Don't take my chips.
Like, what? Yeah. That was cool. And then also shout out to the good people at Trader Joe's, because every time I go there and I can't find something, they're like, "Did you find everything?" I'm like, "No." Like, "What didn't you find?" I'm like, "The Mandarin Orange chicken." "Oh, you gotta come in the morning. That's when we have the shipments. You gotta come in the morning." So they're always pleasant. So
that's good.
Yeah, so
no one
did anything to me specifically.
But you almost threatened somebody with their life because they were trying to help you with some chips.
Yeah, I just have to figure out why you're gonna help me with the chips. That was crazy.
You watch this, bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what else happened.
You good, man? Like I thought, like the first thing you told me about was like the black gentleman walking out, and they thought he was a crook. Yeah. I had something not along those lines. Somebody thought I was a crook, but they just wrote me off. So I made an order at Starbucks or whatever, right? Just like the mobile to-go order. And I never do that shit, right? And I didn't know that you're supposed to just walk in there and take the shit.
Yeah.
But me being me, I'm from a certain area growing up. I'm no hood guy, but it's like I'm from the hood. And I know if you just take shit, you will be fucking accused of stealing something.
Right.
The cop is just coming to get you, right? So I walk into the Starbucks to get my shit, and I ask the barista, like, excuse me, I think I have a drink here in my name or whatever have you. And she goes, indiscriminately. Like, they didn't even fucking look at me. The Uber pickers are over there. And I'm like, bitch, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not no motherfucking Uber driver. I'm not shitting on Uber drivers or, like, you know, or DoorDashers or nothing like that. But goddamn, at least look me in the motherfucking face first. Before she just like, over there. I'm like, goddamn, bitch, what's wrong with you? Who pissed in your cereal this morning?
Gas is going to 3 gallons.
Right, apparently, shit. Somebody fucked up her morning, man. But I felt that's like, I mean, I have certain instances like that that I can detail elsewise, but it's just, it's always an eye opener because it's like, I let that shit bounce off of me. Unless you really get in my fucking way, I will not respond because I know how I am. You know, I'm thief. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will, you know, we'll be arguing in that bitch if I let myself get far away from it. Too far along on it, rather. So it's like, but I just hate that sort of stuff when you just prejudge somebody, you know? And I'm guilty of it too, at least with emotions at times, right? Like, I'd be like, well, why you didn't like that? Or why, like, you know, and I gotta be better with that shit. But when you do stuff like you look at me or whatever and you think I'm about to do something or you think that's what I'm in here for, it's very like, well, goddamn, am I an object to you or am I a person?
I like to maintain intense eye contact with the people at self-checking at Walmart because they have their little tablet because they're watching you in their little Palm Pilot thing. So yeah. I scan it very slowly and I stare at them in their eyes. I turn around and I scan it and I look at them. And I scan it and I look at them. Because usually I'm only buying one or two things and I have them in my hand. I'm not going to pull out a fucking piece of rib and walk out. You know? That's not how that works. But
hey, man, it is Walmart, dog.
I do a lot more store pickup. Like curbside pickup, I do a lot more of that now because it's just a lot trying to coordinate. So shout out to that. That eliminates the bullshit.
Yeah, Walmart, it could be wild, man. It could be very volatile depending on what area in the city you're going to.
Yes, it can. Like the lady pushing her baby's own people begging for money. I'm like, how the fuck you get here? How are you begging at Walmart? I mean, you have a car, right?
Yo, you don't know that. You don't know that, you fucking savage.
How you begging at a? Are you begging at a place with a parking lot? So you came here. How you?
You could have took an Uber.
How'd you come here? I'm like, yeah, no, fuck out my face. You know that Trader Joe's like in Portland on that street? Like, is the Trader Joe's next to like a like? If you begging in front of there, okay, you could have walked over here casually, right? But even that place, there's a parking lot further down in the block. But if you begging for money in the parking lot, I'm assuming, because I don't believe in people. I don't believe in the goodness in people's hearts anymore. I'm assuming you got dropped off because people, they're not homeless they're not sleeping on the streets. These people are just in their cars doing all sorts of crazy shit shacked up in somebody's house. So they don't own their house when they mean they're homeless. That's what that means nowadays. I don't own a home, but I don't mean I'm on the street either. I don't let the scammers get to me.
Yep. Gotta be careful out here. People are coming for you from all angles, but don't be paranoid. You heard?
It's true. Also, I just want to say I have non-pairs of Jordans, so I just want to throw that out there as well, just in case anybody think they want smoke.
Mm-hmm. Who want this smoke?
Jordans don't always win. Relax.
Just want to let people know.
Everyone's worried.
God, do we want? What's that? God did. Damn, you already. Damn, bro. I had a song pick. Now I got two. So let's go ahead and get into it, man. Let's go to streaming and song picks. My streaming pick. What am I watching that's new? I'm gonna just get Bullet Train again because I'm gonna buy that on digital. Shout out Bullet Train, one of the best movies ever made. It came out on digital this Tuesday. I think I shouted it out before. My initial song pick was going to be For the Squadron by St. John, you know? Mm-hmm. Shout out to the squad. But I think now, Cash, I got to take it from you because that shit has been speaking to me in ways I can't explain. But God did, man. DJ Khaled, fucking, you know, he put together the whole world. DJ Khaled, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne. Jay is on there too. I think that's it, right? And I think Khalid, what his name is, some dude is like singing the hook. That's like a beautiful song in my opinion. People can say what they want about Jay's verse, but I just love the message. And what I really love is fucking Khaled's like Instagram clip where he's like, it breaks my fucking heart. It breaks my motherfucking heart that they didn't believe in us. But God did.
Yeah.
So, Khaled. Yeah, man. Thanks for that. Anybody else got their picks?
Yeah, I'll go. Pop Smoke Memorial song, Clueless. It's Polo G featuring Fabio Foreign and Pop Smoke. This is our 100th episode, and we did it so effortlessly. My second song is No Effort by T Grizzly.
Tell her.
CMG knows.
And then, I do.
Under the Influence by Chris Brown, if you like Coitus.
So.
Oh, and whatchamacallit? Streaming wise, House of Dragon. Shit is good. On HBO Max. If you like Game of Thrones, it's like Game of Thrones. Basically, a whole bunch of people trying to fuck their cousins and kids. You know? Crazy shit with dragons. I don't condone this shit, but it's entertaining. It's well written. So, if you need something to watch, do not watch that Jeffrey Dahmer shit on Netflix. And if anybody
wants to try to watch
that, then he's a predator, bro. That fucking guy. Well, yeah. Not him. He died. Black guy killed him in prison, by the way. Sorry for spoiling that, but whatever. Fuck him. But,
he's a fucking maniac.
Yeah, sorry for spoiling that.
I saw like the first episode. I'm like, God, that shit was wild, and like his explanation was wild. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pop Vasquez on Instagram. He did like a really good depiction of my guy Jeffrey, not my guy, but the motherfucker that Jeffrey Dahmer or whatever. Like, he really fucking like nailed that shit. Like just the way that he be talking on there and all of that. But thanks for those picks, Cash, and thanks for the recommendation to not waste your time on that shit, because it is kind of wild. Boosie has a heavy position on that too. He's saying it should be taken off Netflix. But that's Boosie. You know how Boosie get down. anyone else want to give their picks?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with mine then. All right. For my song recommendation, I'm gonna go with a classic. Let's go with Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything. And then as far as streaming, yeah, you know what? For streaming recommendations, man, I've been killing myself. Yo, I don't know if y'all ever was one of those crazy people that used to watch infomercials back in the day and actually order the shit. So,
and forget it.
That's right. So I, back in the day, I don't even know when this was, maybe 2013, 2014, I bought one of those workout programs. It was it wasn't Insanity, but it was the same dude. It was T25, and I've been doing that shit, man. That shit is terrible, man. That shit hurts. But I've been doing it every day. So that's my streaming recommendation right now. Some workout shit. T25. It's been real, but we doing what we doing.
Man, shout out to you for doing what you're doing, bro. Because I know that shit is hard. It's hard getting back to it. At least for me, it's I'm gonna be honest. I've been on it too, bro. So, and I'm giving you the props because I would not try T25 because I hate that aerobic, like that high intensity workout stuff. I cannot do it, bro.
Yeah. That's what it is. Hit. You're right. You nailed it, man. It's good. Yeah. It's great for weight loss and it's great for like you said, as far as like cardiovascular stuff. But that shit sucks when you're doing it, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I can see that shit. Just looking at it. Because I work, I mean, Bass could probably talk about it too. But man, that shit is like, I'm okay. But shout out to you, CMG, because I cannot do it, bro. I'll pass out the first fucking minute.
Let you know how it's going next episode.
All right, bro. Keep going, man. Keep going. Thank you.
Yep.
Bass?
Streaming, I'm not really watching anything streaming wise, but I always, I'm always
gonna shut up. Any games you playing?
Still playing For Honor and dabbling in some of the other games. I haven't found anything I really, really like, but I mean, I'll give a shout out.
No, recently.
I mean, they're always updating that stuff, so like they're always adding new characters or changing the seasons up and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And music wise, I'll go with Lil Uzi for fun. I mean, that's the name of the song, for fun.
This was just in giggles. I'll put that little guy in here. All right, but for fun. Okay. Good picks, guys. I'm going to get it started with Classy Humans. I only have one. Coolio, man. R.P. to Coolio. Died at the age of 59. I recently saw Coolio in a concert out here in Denver, man. And he did his thing, bro. I mean, most people know him for Gangsta's Paradise, but he got Fantastic Boys. That was a dope song from him as well. And just his stage presence was very prominent, man. And like, he was a good great performer that night. He was probably my favorite performance that night. I went to like a I Love 90s concert or whatever out here, and he did his thing, man. And like at the end, he was like, "My name is Coolio," and like something to the effect of, "I fucking love hip hop" or something like that. But it's like, anytime I see somebody living out their passion or whatever, it's a beautiful thing. So, shout out to him. Rest in power and all that good stuff, man. This, you know, 59 years old in this day and age is kind of young. But, you know, I'm only going to speak on that and speak positivity for that brother, man. He really did his thing in that performance. And, you know, people may look at Coolio sometimes as an eccentric, but I look at it as him just living his life. And from what I can tell from his performance that night, he lived his life. So shout out to him, wherever he may be in the universe. Anyone else, any thoughts on that or any other Classy Humans you want to call out?
There was a man with a chart, and on the y-axis he had fuck around, and then I think on the x-axis he had find out. So basically, if you zero at the point of, I'm sorry for being geometric and using graphs and stuff in math, but basically the level you fuck around at, if you fuck around at a 7, you're going to find out at a level 7. So basically, if you don't fuck around, you're not going to find out. But if you fuck around at level 10, you're going to find out what happens at level 10. Basically tell everybody to cool the fuck down using the graph and chart. And I like funny math, so that's why I found it.
Yes, it was great. His name is Roger Scare, 51-year-old bald man. That's his Instagram. So let's shout him out to Cash's point. Roger Scare, that's R-O-G, E as in Echo, R-S-K, A as in Alpha, E as in Echo, R. He's on Instagram. Follow him. That was some excellent fucking logic right there. The more you stick around to find out, the deeper I take that to Cash, I take that to mean the deeper you go down the rabbit hole, that's where you'll find everything. But, you know, the more you go down, the more you're going to find out. And do you really want to find it out? Because you're going to have to climb up out of that shit, too. So that's what I took from that.
And also another class human, Kodak Black, for paying a whole bunch of people's rent for the rest of the year. Kodak Black does a lot of stupid shit, and he makes a lot of great music. So I just want to highlight his foibles as well as his triumphs. So
he's in the nick.
Yeah.
Good pick there, Cash.
Yes. So
we all are. Well, I mean, I know I am. I won't speak for everyone, but he's getting there. It seems like. So I agree. Bass. Anyone else? Or can we go to Low Lives? I don't know if I have any low lives, man. I don't have any to really call out unless you guys do.
The haters, they didn't believe. But who did?
God did.
Yeah.
That's our quote, too. Go ahead, Cash. I'm sorry.
I know, so fuck them. Straight up.
Fuck the haters, you heard? Fuck everybody who did. Whoever thought that we wouldn't make it to the 100th episode. It breaks my fucking heart. But God did. And here we go. Here we are. You heard? I love it, Cash. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. On that note, do we have any other remarks? We good? Anybody? Yeah? Man, I love doing this shit with y'all. I love podcasting. Don't make that seem as if like I'm trying to keep y'all in here doing anything you don't want to do. But I do really enjoy doing this shit, man. And we enjoy your listenership, your support, your partnership, all of that good shit. Shout out to Shady Pines Radio. Shout out to all our benefactors. Shout out to our DJs who keep this shit running. And shout out to just all of us as a collective, man. We crushing it. Crushing it, dominate, as Cash would say. This is the 100th episode. We got more coming, man. Holla at us. Come stay tapped in with us, man. Until next time, be great, be powerful, be blessed. This is a High Life Show. Peace.
Peace.